잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2018학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시행하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확히 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You're home earlier than I expected.
Yes, the regular meeting ended earlier than usual.
I thought you were having dinner with your coworkers after the meeting.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brandon, I'm so excited to start my teaching career next week.
Congratulations. What grade are you going to teach?
I'll teach kindergarten. I love working with kids.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. How often do you use a social networking service, a so-called SNS, in a day? SNS has changed our lives. It has changed the way people interact. Also, it has led to positive changes in the way people communicate and share information. However, it has a dark side as well. Social networking can sometimes result in negative outcomes, some with long-term consequences. One of the most serious side effects is the invasion of privacy. You may think your personal data is safe on social networking sites because they have high levels of security settings. But this is not the case. It's been reported that it's possible to infer many personal traits merely from friend lists, including educational level, university attended, hometown, and other private data. Most of you do not realize how much private information they are allowing to become public. So, be aware of this when you use social networking services.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, it's our son Justin's birthday next Saturday.
Yes, it is. I've been thinking of what's a good choice for his present.
Did you come up with any ideas?
Yes. What about a new table? He enjoys reading books these days.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's find out if there is a good one online.
Wouldn't it be more meaningful if we make it by ourselves instead of buying a manufactured one?
I think that it's too difficult to do it.
Well, I had worked in a carpenter's shop when I was in college.
But that was like 20 years ago. Too much time has passed.
Trust me, you know I'm good at making something.
Okay, let's try.
It would also be fun to make it together.
I hope Justin will like it.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question?
Yes, how may I help you?
I was wondering if I can buy tickets from you.
Don't you have a ticket already?
Well, I bought this one on my phone yesterday, but I just realized it's for the tomorrow's train.
Okay, then you'll have to refund that ticket and buy a new one.
How can I do that? With my phone?
No, a ticket for a train that's already departed can only be refunded with the portable machine that the conductors have with them.
Then can you help me?
Yes, I have one with me, but since you're already on board without a ticket for this train, we have no choice but to charge you an extra fee.
No problem.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jake, how do you like the setup for Kim's graduation party?
Wow, it's awesome. You hung the banner on the wall.
Yes, I did. It was specially ordered just for this party.
What does it say? I can't read it.
It says, "Congratulations for graduation." Since he is an exchange student from Korea, I decided to have it written in Korean.
How considerate you are. Did you also order the flower-shaped balloon on the left side of the banner?
No, I made it myself. It was hard work, but it was worth making it. I hope he likes it.
Did you really make it on your own? You are so talented. I'm sure he will love it.
Thanks. Then take a look at the picture under the banner.
I like it too. He is smiling with us. Can you send this picture to me? I want to keep it too.
Of course, I will.
Oh, I see you moved the rectangular table here from the living room.
Yes, I needed it to put the cake on.
Where is the cake? I only see the box on the table.
Oh, it's in the box. It's an ice cream cake, so I haven't opened it yet.
I see. Now I can't wait to see him. Kim will love this party.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm home.
How was school? How did you do on the test?
School was okay, and I did great on the test.
I'm glad to hear that. You were so worried about the test yesterday.
Yeah, I feel great now. What are you cooking? It smells awesome.
I am baking a cake. It's your favorite, carrot cake.
Thank you. When will it be ready?
It won't take long. There's about 5 minutes left.
Okay. Is there anything I can help you with?
Would you get the cake out of the oven when it makes a beeping sound?
Sure. I can't wait to have some.
Also, there are muffins on the table. You can have one if you're hungry.
Okay.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 도울 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Barbara. You look so tired this morning. Did you stay up all night?
Yes, I haven't been able to sleep even a wink. I had to finish preparing a presentation for an important meeting today.
Have you finished it?
Sort of. But you know what the worst thing is? I have another presentation to prepare for Monday's meeting.
That's too bad. Sometimes I also have to work on weekends to keep up with my workload.
Would you help me on Saturday if you don't mind?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. I'm really sorry.
Do you already have an appointment on that day?
Yes, it's my grandma's birthday. So I need to pick up my family and go to her house.
Never mind. Maybe there will be at least one person to help me in the office.
I'm sorry again. Good luck with today's meeting.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 받은 거스름돈의 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantastic Amusement Park.
Good morning. I'd like to get some admission tickets.
Okay. How many tickets do you need?
3 adults and 2 children.
It's $50 for each adult and $40 for each child. But if the child is under 12, we give a 20% discount.
Great. My son is 10 years old.
Okay. We applied the discount to your purchase. By the way, we launched a special ride a few days ago. You can ride it if you pay an extra $5 per person. Would you like to ride it?
No, thanks. Maybe next time.
All right. How would you like to pay?
I'll pay in cash. Here is $300.
Thank you. Here's your change, receipt, and tickets. Have a wonderful day.
10번. 대화를 듣고 키즈 커리어 페어에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, take a look at this. I think it's a good opportunity for our son, Alvin.
The kids' career fair? Isn't it going to be held at the Northeast Community Center next week?
Yes. This website says that more than 500 people participated last year, and they expect more than 800 people to come this year.
Wow, that's a lot of people. We'd better take public transportation instead of the car.
Yeah, the parking lot will be jammed with cars.
How much is admission?
There is government support available, so we only have to pay for the special lecture if we want to take it.
We don't have that much time, and Alvin will be bored.
Then how about this? You can look around with Alvin while I listen to the lecture. I'm interested in the topic of the lecture.
Okay, that'll be fine. How do we register?
We can only apply online.
Let's sign up now.
11번. 특별 강연에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students of the College of Education. I'm happy to announce our guest for the annual special lecture. Our university has hosted special lectures since 2012. This year, we invite the well-known German professor, Sophie Bauer. As many of you know, she's also one of the most famous authors in the country. Her first major work is Education Shock. The lecture is about the role of technology in the future of education. She is going to lecture in German, but don't worry. An English translation of what she says will be projected on a screen. After the lecture, there's a Q&A session planned, so please do not interrupt during the lecture. If you want to attend the lecture, you have to sign up on the school website. I hope that many of you will participate.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 행사를 고르시오.
What's that you have, Philip?
A flyer about the book festival events on this Saturday. I'm thinking of going to one of them.
Let's go together. I want to go to one too.
Okay. Do you have anything to do on that day?
Aside from basketball practice from 1 to 3, nothing special.
That's fine. We still have 4 events we can go to.
Which one do you prefer, prose or poetry?
I prefer prose. I like reading essays and novels.
I see. I'd rather go to an event with a tutor who has the experience of teaching for 5 years or more.
I agree. It looks like we have 2 events that qualify with all those considerations.
They both look interesting. Should we just go with the cheaper one? Then we'll have more money to buy books.
All right, it's decided.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mrs. Peterson, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Vincent. What's up?
I have something to ask you about your class.
Okay. Are you having a difficult time catching up since you joined late?
Yes, it's a little hard to keep up with the class.
So, what can I do for you?
Can I get the handouts that were given to the class before I joined?
Oh my! Why didn't you tell me earlier? I'll print them out and give them to you.
Thanks. You know, Amy is in the same situation.
Okay, I'll print Amy's too. Can you drop by my office around 2 p.m.?
Sorry, I'll be in science class at that time.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Kevin.
Maria, how many cups of coffee have you had today? You were drinking some just 30 minutes ago.
Maybe 4 or 5? I didn't count.
You'd better reduce your coffee consumption.
But I can't keep myself from falling asleep unless I drink lots of coffee.
You said you felt dizzy and had stomach aches a few minutes ago. Coffee could be the cause of the problems.
Then what should I do? I need to study late to pass the teacher qualification test.
Why don't you try what I do when I become drowsy?
Let me hear it.
When I feel sleepy, I go outside and take a walk for a while and listen to exciting music. Then I'm wide awake.
Does it really work?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제이크가 미즈 파커에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake is well known as a great speaker at his school. He won the first prize in the speech contest last year. This year, he decided to participate speech contest representing his class again. He puts lots of effort preparing and has a lot of help from Ms. Parker, his homeroom teacher. Finally, he has completed his script and all he needs to do is just wait for the contest. However, just weeks away from the contest, the school soccer team he belongs to makes it to the semifinals, which will be held on the same day as the contest. After careful consideration, he decides to give up the speech contest because this match means so much to him. Now he wants to tell Miss Parker about his decision. In this situation, what would Jake most likely say to Miss Parker?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hi everyone, I'm Jonathan Ross, the winner of the 2017 World Barista Championship. How often do you drink coffee? I drink 2 or 3 cups a day. What's your favorite type of coffee? Let's find out whether there is your favorite type of coffee. Espresso is a strong black coffee made by forcing steam through aromatic dark roast coffee beans at high pressure using an espresso machine. It's the foundation for a wide variety of coffee drinks. Cappuccino is one of them. It is a combination of espresso, steamed milk, and milk froth. It's so popular that you can have it anywhere if that place has a coffee machine. An Americano is another coffee drink that can be made with espresso. Just add a single shot of espresso to a cup of hot water, saying, "Let there be an Americano," and there it will be. Does anyone like sweet coffee? Try a caramel macchiato. The smell and taste of the caramel will fascinate your nose and mouth. There are so many different kinds of coffee drinks. If you are interested in them, please visit my blog. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hi everyone, I'm Jonathan Ross, the winner of the 2017 World Barista Championship. How often do you drink coffee? I drink 2 or 3 cups a day. What's your favorite type of coffee? Let's find out whether there is your favorite type of coffee. Espresso is a strong black coffee made by forcing steam through aromatic dark roast coffee beans at high pressure using an espresso machine. It's the foundation for a wide variety of coffee drinks. Cappuccino is one of them. It is a combination of espresso, steamed milk, and milk froth. It's so popular that you can have it anywhere if that place has a coffee machine. An Americano is another coffee drink that can be made with espresso. Just add a single shot of espresso to a cup of hot water, saying, "Let there be an Americano," and there it will be. Does anyone like sweet coffee? Try a caramel macchiato. The smell and taste of the caramel will fascinate your nose and mouth. There are so many different kinds of coffee drinks. If you are interested in them, please visit my blog. Thank you.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 것이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.